Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
3 o'clock hour, which means many different things here on the WEEI Afternoon Show. We're one down, three to go, but more importantly, Big Ted wearing another one of his happy shirts tags into the program. Ted Johnson in the house.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Teddy?
Good to see everybody.
Good holiday weekend, buddy.
I did. I had a great weekend. Thank you for asking, Dan. It was a lot of fun. But a lot of good, I don't know, just stories that came up over the weekend that you saw my rundown that I'm excited to get to. So it's good to be with you guys today and for the rest of the week.
It's always, Fitzy, a good note when we get the Ted Johnson email, which we always do. But then there's a follow-up with kind of the ricochet shots of what was missed in the first one. That's how we know. That's how we know we're fired up on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh,
yeah. When there's 12 ideas or more, 5 sound nuggets, and then Ted gets a chance to check our rundown and pings us back with 3 to 6 more.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You know, I love when we start every day just a little behind the glass inside the sausage factory. Some days you wake up in the morning and think, how are we going to get through 4 hours of sports talk today? Up, and then we get to 30 minutes before the show, and it's like, we're going to need 8 hours to get through all this today, guys.
Wednesday's prepped. Yeah, those are the good ones. Absolutely.
Yeah, Ted, we got some time built into the show later on today as well to give you a chance to react to some of the stuff that we had going on yesterday, because from Will Fleming to some of our football takes and beyond.
I loved it. I loved everybody's three-point stance from yesterday, and I think we'll get into that a little bit. And, of course, one of my favorites, man, LB, Lennon Byers, passed away, which I had no idea he was struggling with some health issues, but we'd love to kind of hit on him before the show ends as well, maybe in odds and ends, just tell people what I thought of one Lennon Byers.
Yeah, I sort of helped, couldn't help but wonder if you guys had a personal relationship, if you knew each other, maybe got a chance to work on Greg's show together.
Nine years.
Yeah, you used to call. So what did you call in, like every Monday or something?
Every Monday for 9 years. I did the Hillman Morning Show, and LB was there. Spaz, of course, was there. And so it was, you know, a great group. And LB was, he's everything that everybody says he is. Like, there is not a disingenuous bone in his body. He is the real deal, Holyfield, very authentic, very real. And I don't, you know, I never saw him have a bad day. That's the thing that always impressed me, is every time I ran into him, it was always a big smile. And Teddy, he loved calling me Teddy. And it breaks my heart. I had no idea that he was maybe dealing with some things. And so it caught me out of the blue to hear the passing of Lennon Byers. But yeah, my heart goes out to his family. He was just truly one of the all time just good dudes in the radio business.
Yeah, we think of his wife, Annie, his son, Will, everybody whose path he crossed, people that he touched, entertained, the people that he popped in the chops during his many years on the ice hockey, probably even still feeling him and missing him as well. And we'll get later to odds and ends to a few more remembrances, plus a little something we may be doing here as a show in his honor as well. But right now, we got some other hot takes we got to get to. It's time for the 3-point stance.
319!
180!
319!
118, shut up!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that? Shut up!
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their stance, after which we will open up for discussion. Our order for today's Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball, and then Ted Johnson. Fitzy, you will lead us off. Are you ready, my friends?
Oh, man, I'm Jaren Duran back in the leadoff spot. All right, no pressure. This is going to be fun. Let's
That's right. Don't screw it up or you're hitting seventh tomorrow. And here is your 60 seconds, which begin right now.
All right. I found this audio from the show Quarterback, which is now in its second season, the third season of Netflix presenting a summertime 8-part NFL docuseries. I, for one, am super excited. I'm hoping we all get a chance to watch it and provide a review later on this week in the show. But one of the quarterbacks featured is currently my favorite player in the NFL, and it's with good reason. Stiz, hit it.
That's a great drive to finish it. I know it's a frustrating,
embarrassing performance by us. Embarrassing.
We'll address it, but at the same time, let's enjoy some
that. We sucked today. That was embarrassing. Okay. We jumped off sides 8 times.
I know that.
That, of course, is Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Following a 10-point win on the road against the Tennessee Titans last season, 37-27, where the Titans scored, as I mentioned, 37 points and put on quite the offensive performance against a pretty good Titans defense as well. But Joe Burrow, in very savage, killer, highly focused John Wick of the gridiron fashion, was super unhappy with the fact that it was an 8 offside performance by his team, too many penalties for his liking, regardless of how many touchdowns he threw to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase on that day. And it is that kind of will to win. It is that kind of dissatisfaction with messiness. It is that kind of savagery that you need from a starting quarterback these days. That's exactly what I love hearing from Joe Burrow. That's why I think this guy's a winner. And I wouldn't mind hearing a little more intensity from that from Drake May.
Okay, I like that. We've talked a lot about comps for Drake May. There was also a photo that Mike Giardi held over the head of one Andy Hart. Easy to do that, but there was a photo nonetheless.
Oh, God, that was great. That was great too. I saw that and it's like, God, this is why. Forget about the fact that the guy like gives his offensive linemen swords or drives a Batmobile. Like, he's not happy with a 10-point road win where he throws 4 touchdowns because his team plays sloppy and he knows they can be better.
Yeah, it's a unique blend of kind of confidence and arrogance almost that you need to get to.
No doubt, and you think maybe the Bengals would do something a little differently this preseason. They never play their guys, their stars in the preseason. They get off to awful starts. I mean, their record in the month of September with that coach, Stefanski, is terrible. They started off 1-4 last year, lose to the Patriots in the home opener, but then they start playing better at the end of the year. They need to play their guys more, I think, to start a preseason and get off to better starts if they're going to be there in the mix where they need to be. Like they have been at the end of these seasons, but they got these slow starts and it puts them behind the 8-ball.
Joe Burrow, 7-10-1 in the month of September in his career versus 10-3 in the month of December.
There you go.
Perfect sample size.
You,
if you could even get that to a game or two, I mean, he's 10-10 then in October, 8-7 in November, 10-3, and then 3-0 in January. Yeah. So it takes a
3-0 in January.
Right. It takes a month to 6 weeks to kind of get them ramped up, and by then you're chasing in a good division and in usually typically a good conference. So it's amazing how
he's a winner. That's winning DNA right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's just I want Drake May to be his own man, Teddy, and let's move on. But like at the same time, I just for some reason, you know, I don't love that kind of like you that kind of grisly behavior at times. But like that's the right place for it, and good for him for not accepting Zach Taylor's like. Accepting a mid-level performance like that. So I love it. We'll see more of quarterback on Netflix.
There you go. All right. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please?
Daniel, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right. Back to the Red Sox drum I go. Will Fleming told us everything we wanted to hear. Are the Red Sox actually going to spend? We will find out in about 6 weeks' time. But I identified with Fitzy last segment that starting pitching and specifically bullpen help is where I would go in terms of my top need for the Red Sox in terms of how they use their bullpen and guys that they should add. I think something that's being underlooked at this trade deadline is the catcher position and specifically a backup catcher to Carlos Narvaez. Let's talk for a moment about the crown jewel of the Mookie Betts trade, Connor Wong. He is 16th in framing among qualifiers, but only 43rd in catcher pop time. So he's bringing very average defense to the table. He is also 78th in batting average and 83rd in WAR among catchers. And normally there are only 60 catchers in Major League Baseball at a time, a starter and a backup. So he's worse than a backup when it comes to his numbers at the plate. If you're not bringing plus defense and you're not bringing anything at the plate, all you're doing is taxing Carlos Narvaez, who is still a rookie in Major League Baseball. He's hitting .248 over his last 30 days, so you're starting to see a little bit of a wear down. They've played Wong once, if not twice a series. He's playing again tonight, but there is such a black hole behind Carlos Narvaez at the catcher, at the backup catcher's position right now for the Boston Red Sox, that if you want Narv, the captain, whatever you call him, to be fresh for September and October, I think there's got to be something done to supplement the catcher position. So I would be looking for an addition. Are you calling Atlanta for a guy like Sean Murphy? Maybe. Is he too expensive? I don't know. But I just don't think your catching position is strong enough right now with Narvaez playing his first full season in Major League Baseball to omit potentially adding something at that position at the deadline.
Baseball's crazy. You look at that catcher position to start the season in spring training, and it was Wong who was starting. Narvaez was the backup, and we all thought the backup was, you know, not good enough to back up Wong.
Right.
And his his strengths, well, I thought, were defense and not that good a hitting, where it's the other way around this year, where he's almost better a hitter than he is defense. Not that he's a good hitter, but, you know, so it is amazing how all of a sudden just you what looked like it was one situation 3 months ago is something totally different. But that is interesting. A backup catcher, yeah. Narvaez wearing down a little bit, yeah. That's something to be – that's noteworthy as well, because the numbers don't lie.
And Dan, wasn't one of the stats, Brian, I wasn't sure if it was either from spring or last season with the Yanks, like 14 of his last 14 attempted base stealers had stolen against Narvaez, leading into him getting his first action with the Sox this season?
Something to that effect.
It was like a jaw-dropping stat. Like, oh, good, this guy Narvaez we got from the Yankees, everybody steals again.
That's exactly, Fitzy, you're exactly right. That's why I just assumed he was going to be a bad defender when he's actually, his numbers would suggest he's one of the better defensive catchers in the league.
And we're to the point where Fitzy, I mean, he is personally my first half MVP. I shudder at the thought of what the 2025 Red Sox would look like if Carlos Narvaez wasn't having the season that he did. All the more reason to where you don't know what he's going to do in the second half because he's doing it for the first time. That's why I advocated for protecting Crochet for a couple weeks, because he's pitching this inning load for the first time to the point where his manager is literally doing the sign of the cross when talking about his innings limit. So just protecting against some of the trends you're starting to see, Fitzy, is the thing that I'm advocating for if you're going to spend the way Will Fleming says they're going to.
And last question before we get to your three-point stance, Ted. Yesterday in his three-pointer, Dan said that he would advocate for Crochet skipping his final start heading into the All-Star break just to give the arm a little rest after winning his last two starts, but not looking quite his dominant self. Will Fleming said, great idea, no chance that happens. How would you handle it?
I'm just like Will Fleming. I heard you guys talking about this yesterday, and my question was, would he be used to have four games against the Rays after this?
He'd be probably your Friday starter, I think, against the Rays.
So you get one start. If he doesn't, you know, he needs to start against the Rays. That's my only – I just think he's these wins are too important now. You know, they're in a position where I get what you guys are saying. He's pitching more innings than he's ever pitched. Got it. I know. But man, you know what? If you have a chance to take one against the Rays going into the All-Star break, it just helps further the case that maybe potentially they will be buyers. I want them to be buyers.
Yeah.
So I want them to look good going into that trade deadline. And so I just think resting him when you need every win you can get is and I think I heard you guys talking about yesterday, just can we just tell whoever the manager is for the American League not to pitch him in the All-Star game?
What do we send him? Tequila, Gantz, Miller Lite.
Guys, and we joke. There's people. Look, I've seen All-Star games be the end of guys, seasons around here, particularly in basketball.
Right.
I mean, how many guys have gotten hurt in the All-Star games playing basketball? And they were a ghost of themselves the rest of the year. So I All-Star games do worry me, and so I do worry about him potentially, getting hurt in that All-Star game.
Yeah, to your point, there I'm not sure there is a worse opponent for my plan of resting Crochet than the Rays right now, because they are right now the team that you're directly trying to track down both in the AL East and in the AL wild card. Yep. So that's a direct win and jump up in the standings perspective, especially if you add Bregman to the mix this weekend. But I digress and continue to dream on that. All right, Ted Johnson, are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, let's do it. Stiz, let's give him 60 seconds, which begin right now.
All right. So this weekend, really good article from my buddy Chris Gasper of the Globe talking about the Red Sox and their quote-unquote player program. And how basically analytics are kind of, basically one size fits all in sports. They're trying to make it easier to coach, manage, teach by finding a one size fits all solution. And my favorite part of the article was the quote in there by Breslow. Okay. We actually have audio. I don't have to quote it for you, but we actually have Breslow talking about Christian Campbell. So think of this quote in terms of Christian Campbell. Go ahead, Stiz.
In many ways, he's a prime example of what's possible when great scouting meets great development around a player who maximizes his potential over everything else.
That was actually Craig Bresbot. My apologies,
man,
but that's
can't tell the difference.
Talking about basically the exact same quote. Basically, Christian Campbell. It was a prime example of what's possible when great scouting meets great development. So they are putting basically his. His success, if you will, to the development in the analytics department. The problem is with analytics is that basically they teach every player to hit the same. Just like at the Celtics, they have everybody shooting the three-point ball, even though that's not their strengths. The analytics would say every player's got to lift the same, that everybody's the same. It's lazy coaching, and it's a bigger challenge to coach now because of roster churning. And get this, the Red Sox have 63 analysts on staff to only 12 coaching. That needs to be flipped. There needs to be 63 coaches to 12 analysts. You don't need 63 analysts and only 12 coaches. That ratio is off. It should be the other way around, and it's frustrating me. And so, but I do see some things turning around. I don't know. I mean, there was a way in which they pitched to start this season. Now they've changed it. There was a way in which they hit the ball to start the season. And I'm hearing from Will Middlebrooks and others, and it looks obvious to a lot of people. Why are they hitting the ball better? I don't know. Maybe they've changed their philosophy and how they hit, too. So, analytics, it only gets you so far.
Mm-hmm.
It only gets you so far.
Fitzy, we've talked about this ad nauseum, but it remains true. It is a tool that helps educate you. It gives you another perspective on what's going on in the game, but it can't be a bylaw. It can't be the thing that you base your decisions off of, especially in such an individualistic game. You're a hitter up there. I know you're part of a team, but you're by yourself. Every single position player is by themselves, and every pitcher is out there on the mound by themselves. So player to player to player, there are so many just human-based differences with these guys that analytics don't account for.
Dan and Fitzy, I just got to get this off my chest. I've said it before. And all you future wannabe analytics folks out there, okay? Here's what I really think the root cause of. You ready? This is going to hurt a little bit.
Okay.
It'll hurt a little bit.
It's all right.
But I think analytics, it feeds the ego of front office personnel. I really do. I think it justifies a lot of their Ivy League degrees. It makes them feel like they are just as important as the players. And a lot of the people in analytics, I think, are people who are guys that wanted to play but just couldn't play. And so they use analytics to make their mark in the game that they love. They aren't good enough, Craig Breslow, baseball players, that they have to go into analytics. And there's plenty of opportunities in that league for – you know, guys that are really smart and know how to break down data and use their Ivy Leagues to help the ball club. But I think it's a way in which they justify their job. So, okay, I might be a little strong, but that's just
wow.
That's also coming from a former athlete. So
I was just gonna say I have never heard a middle linebacker ever call a situational left-handed reliever a nerd better in my entire life.
Yeah.
That was outstanding, Ted.
All right.
I get you because it's gone from an arrow in the quiver, guys, to basically like the left or the right, like that you see teams just leaning on it so much that it's stripping them of the hunch and gut of a manager and just a good old fashioned feel for the ball game anymore. Like it's not like, no, you know, I got the heater working tonight, Skip. It's more like, well, you know, with two strikes out, in night games in the month of June, this hitter is hitting this particular amount. Like sometimes just throw the high cheese. Like I see what you're saying.
And the last thing on that, I think it also kind of, it's an easy way for them to wiggle out of being accountable. Yeah, the numbers, the analytics.
That's right. That's right.
It's just such a
It removes the humanity out of any decision that you're making.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, my computer said that you're not good enough. So and it's this started years and years ago when we started being told in baseball for pitchers, wins don't matter. It's all about, at the time it was all about ERA. That was the number, that was the true metric. And now now you're into FIP and K percentage and walk percentage and all that other crap that I could bore people with for days. But that philosophy is what's been talked about in terms of the Red Sox in their developmental philosophy. Wins don't matter. Winning the baseball game as a member of the Woo Sox or the Sea Dogs or whomever else isn't the number one thing that's being valued, just like they're not being valued individually for pitchers or, you know, individually for players or anything like that. So it's just become, to your point, Fitzy, it's grown too far where now it's an organizational philosophy. It's how we go about our day-to-day versus, hey, this helps inform us what's going on. It helps inform our established season baseball coaches make the in-game decisions that they need to make. And that's just, it does not work for your winning franchises in baseball. I don't think you see it that way.
Right. It's not a matter of the numbers will support this. Okay, good. Thanks very much. I appreciate the input. It's no, before we make a decision, what do the numbers say? You cannot let something as cold, something that lacks compassion, something that doesn't have a heart to it, like the data. Listen, I know that numbers never lie. That's the job of lawyers and lovers. But to just base an entire foundation and philosophy on that, I think is the wrong way. And like you said, Dan, it strips the humanity out of something that we love so much. And maybe, just maybe, that along with 5-minute freaking replays in the first inning of a ball game versus a quick 2-hour good time for the family with dancing and shirtless, acrobatics at like the Savannah Bananas. That's what frustrates people about the current state of America's pastime. So there you go, folks. Ted is tired of all the analysts. He wants a little less data and a little more heart and a little more gut in his baseball. Dan Ball thinks the Red Sox need to maybe get a backup catcher as well as a starter at the trading deadline. And I love me some Joe Burrow. Those are our 3-point stances on the day. And 617-779-7937 is your phone number if you'd like to jump in, weigh in on ours, or offer one of your own. On the other side, Brad Stevens, your president of basketball operations. Speaking of people who do a great job with quantitative materials but offer up a perspective in a qualitative matter, he spoke earlier today about the current state and future of your Boston Celtics. We'll share a little bit of that with you when we come back. But first, let's catch you up on everything that's trending with Dan Ball.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Since I moved into this role, my entire focus has been making sure we maximize around those guys. And so that's longer than just this upcoming window. That's been this whole window.
That was Brad Stevens, Celtics president of basketball operations, speaking earlier today from the Auerbach Center about the current state of your Boston Celtics. A team with a hell of a pedigree who unfortunately faltered on their way to trying to go back-to-back just a little over a year removed from hanging their 18th banner high atop the rafters of the Garden and winning the World Championship of Basketball. Now a lot of uncertainty seems to be swirling around gangrene and whether or not the Celtics will be able to keep up in the Eastern Conference, let alone in an NBA that saw a team out west, Ted's Oklahoma City Thunder, take home their first NBA championship. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons with Nick Fitzy Stevens, Big Ted Johnson, and of course the ball game, Dan Ball, here on 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI.com, and of course the Odyssey app. Guys, what did we think of Brad Stevens' remarks this afternoon, or rather should I say earlier this afternoon, on the current state of affairs, and most importantly, trying to clear the air, Ted, that the focus has been and will continue to be around building the best basketball team possible centered on the two tent poles of the franchise. They're all NBA max contract players, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
You know, I think he's kind of reemphasizing Jaylen Brown's not going anywhere, you know, and just when you think that maybe there's an opportunity for the Celtics to bring in a big haul, you know, it's not going to happen. So it's just a waste of time. Talking about it, they're going to build around those two guys. Now, he didn't mention I listened to most of the presser, and it was like, mm-hmm. he didn't mention Jaylen Brown's name for a guy that's basically now the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the very end that he started to address Jaylen Brown, which I found a little bit interesting, but he did kind of reemphasize just the fact that those two are the staples, and everyone else is interchangeable around them. Some of the highlights, Fitzy, Daniel, mm-hmm. is Al Horford not likely back. I that's not the biggest surprise, I'll be honest with you. But another thing that jumped out is that basically their priority is not getting under the luxury tax, that they're okay. Being over the luxury tax, but got to be under that second apron. So that was what came out. One other thing, Joe is experimenting in summer league. That leads to what I think is an interesting kind of thing. And this remark is, if you have this one, the one we just talked about, it just it kind of highlights what I think is happening in his postseason kind of wrap-up presser. This presser he just had, saying the Joe's experimenting in summer league. Listen to what Brad Stevens had to say about the kind of the makeup of his team and the new players that they brought in.
There's no question that Jalen will draw the most attention, and that Jalen will, I think thrive in that. You know, I think that you saw him several times, and you saw him in certainly the few games in the playoffs where we had to play without JT, and I thought he did a good job, especially those two home games. And I think that he's ready for any challenge. He always has been, and I'm excited to see all these guys, take a step up again. I'm excited to see their chip on their shoulder. You know, I think that that's I think we've always had it. I think it's always been we've had a competitive group with a competitive mindset, but we've maybe had much higher expectations or some higher expectations. So I'm excited to see us get ready to go, and Jalen will be a big part of that.
That's perfect, Stiz. All right, that was really good. So basically, the first part, and not so much, but the second part was about chip on shoulders. Excited to see, like, not that we didn't have to, but he's basically saying he wants to see a fiery, more energetic kind of, get a team that has this collective kind of dog mentality that you saw the two teams in the final have. This Celtic team really doesn't have that. Even when they won it last year, I think it was just, they were just better than everybody else.
They overwhelmed everyone last year with their talent.
With their talent and their threes. And so I don't think that's going to be the formula moving forward. I just feel like he is shifting, Dan, from one ideology to something different.
Yeah, I think it's – and this is a unique opportunity this year with the Tatum injury to reshape your roster in a way where you can play more like that, where you do have – you've talked about getting younger a number of times during the course of this offseason. Your younger guys are your more athletic guys, are your guys that are going to go just that – X amount harder when they're playing in order to kind of play with that style. So the way that the CBA is set up, you're really never going to be able to create a team like the Celtics had 2 years ago where you can just out-talent every problem that you have, where you can just out-three-ball every problem that you have, Fitzy. So you kind of do have to have those lower-paid, younger dogs in your mix coming off the bench that can spell some of your big stars, because you can't spend six or seven deep on superstars and established veterans. So it's a unique opportunity to reshape the way that they think about it, and I think a lot of it, like the moves you've seen this offseason, is financially based.
I like what Brad Stevens had to say, and I like it a lot. It also goes with, so this is sort of a, free agency reset presser, if you will, whereas there was that end of season little chat that Brad Stevens put on a few weeks back where he talked, Ted, and I think you and I both really liked when he said that he did not like the fact that you could see the Celtics walking the ball up the court,
yes,
that their pace of play, that their energy was lagging,
yep,
in the postseason, and they were kind of primed to be picked off. And whether there was going to be a Jason Tatum season ending, possibly next season altering injury or not, the Celtics were just not keeping up with the rapid pace of the Knicks and the rest of the NBA. And I like the fact that he's challenging his team, that he's looking for Joe Mazzulla, like the Mazzulla experimenting. Awesome. Go to the basketball lab. Get weird. Try change things
weird
up. Don't just yeah. Get weird, man. I mean, you're already weird
already
enough doing
weird
freaking somersaults in the locker room
all the time.
And somersaults in the locker room, judo in front of your basketball practice.
Did you guys see he has a Joker tattoo? He went on Edelman's podcast and showed off his Joker tattoo. It says "Why so serious?"
Of course he does.
Of course he does. We got some
that's
great
our
audio
sociopath
from that,
though, boys. That's our
that's
guy.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Listen, it worked just like with Belichick. It works when it's winning, and it doesn't. He stinks. But okay, get weird, experiment, figure, try something different. You're going to have a very different team this year than you did last year and the year before, and probably from 2026 and beyond as well. So now's the time to do that. And I do like the fact that he's issuing a challenge to Jaylen Brown, because even though he's got an Eastern Conference Finals and an NBA Finals MVP, he's got all NBA and $300 million to his name. You'd think, well, the guy can just sort of like, rest, lay back on his laurels, whatever, and just play out the career and the contract and see what happens. Like, no. He knows Jaylen Brown is a man of intense pride, that he's a real gamer. And this is a massive opportunity for Jaylen Brown, not just to be Robin, if you will, since I'm a comics nerd, but be Nightwing. You know, evolve from just like the sidekick to Batman into your own superhero this season and lead the Celtics, a different team, a new look Celtics, a faster paced, more intense Celtics. Also, just real quick, Stiz, do you have that audio on Brad Stevens talking about Al Horford real quick?
I don't know what I can say about this or not say about it. I mean, we made offers to both Luke and Al. We would love to have had both of them back. I'd say that's unlikely. And, you know, the only reason I haven't talked about Al is because that's not final. I could probably talk about Al my whole press conference and not say enough. But, you know, I don't want to speak in absolute terms until an ultimate decision is made. But, you know, another guy that if he were to go and play somewhere else, I think, you know, is an all-time Celtic and, you know, winner and did everything he could for this organization. And you know, not only from the games, but also how he impacted our younger players who, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, now have to take what they've learned from the Drews and the Owls and people like that and apply that from a leadership role.
That's excellent. It almost makes him sound like the Alex Bregman of the Boston Celtics as well. Ted, real quick, rumors are it's Golden State retirement or the Celtics, though he says it's unlikely. He does confirm that they made an offer to Cornette. It wasn't good enough, that they have made an offer to Al, and he's mulling it. How important do you think it would be for the Celtics to bring back Big Al, given still the on-court steadiness and the off-court intangibles?
I don't think it's that big of a deal, I'll be honest with you. I just don't see him having that much of an impact on a team without Jason Tatum and there really being true championship aspirations. I just feel like it's – and I don't think Al wants to come back to that. I don't think there's really that much of a benefit to have him in there. Who is he mentoring? I don't know. I mean, he's at a point where I don't think, you know, what Demas Akeda, does he need Al's mentorship? I just don't see him being as impactful on the current roster that is the Celtics. And it's interesting, you look at the bigs, right? I mean, that's what you have Demas Akeda as their starting center for this team.
With Luka Garza backing him up.
Don't forget about the Garza strip.
That's scary, man. And when asked about was it Luka Garza, his you know, best attributes, no surprise, didn't even mention defense, our offense and rebounding, and it's not like he was an offensive juggernaut, but that's his strength. So it's kind of a dire situation for the center situation. But still, having said that, I just don't think at this point with this roster where they are, Al Horford brings much to the table like he did in 2016 when he was first brought here and then when he was brought back here from Oklahoma a few years ago.
Well, I will say this. We got a Terp chirp as we go to break, guys. Justin Turpin sharing this information with me. Al Horford remains one of the few bigs capable of guarding any position in the postseason. He held guards to 34.7% shooting, forwards to 36%, and centers to 42.5%, starting 9 of Boston's 11 playoff games, registering the third most minutes behind Jaylen Brown and Derek White. So while I see what you're saying in terms of a learning capacity, Ted, if possible, maybe for one last go-around, there's somebody that can stabilize a team looking to regain their form and evolve with Jason Tatum out for likely the majority of, if not the whole season. 617-779-7937 to connect with your friends here at WEI Afternoons. We brought up Joe Mazzulla having appeared on Julian Edelman's Games with Names podcast. Would you like to hear a little bit about his mindset of how you go about trying to win multiple championships? Our judo performing psycho joker tattooed coach is with you next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
When that horn went off, that's the only thing I thought about. How are we going to do this again? And you got to do it. You fight like hell to make sure you get another one.
Yeah.
What do we have to do? And not in an unhealthy way. I think you live in a space of like, I don't know how long I'm going to do this, but for however long, that has to be the focus. It's got to be the relationships with the people, and it's got to be like, how do we get back? And you just have to constantly think about that every day.
People don't understand when you're in the grind of trying to chase your dreams. And once you get your dreams, you recalibrate your dreams.
Yeah.
You don't have time to sit back and say, man, this is cool.
You don't.
Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla, the most recent guest on Julian Edelman's Games with Names podcast, explaining his mentality about not being complacent with a championship, rather thinking about immediately post-victory in the NBA Finals of 2024 against the Dallas Mavericks, how the Celtics could get back atop the championship mountain and get a hold of Banner 19. This is WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens here with you. 4 o'clock football, or football o'clock, as I like to call it, coming up in a few minutes. But boys, that's usually a football podcast, but I love when Edelman gets people that aren't current or former NFL players or pals on there.
He basically goes through every Boston.
He's the entire Boston Rolodex.
He knows his audience. He knows who's going to be tuning in.
Yeah,
I'll give him that.
What works for him. But, you know, a lot of times you get these guys that see eye to eye on that psycho grinder level, Ted, and they, you know, game recognizes game, real recognizes real. I bet Mazzulla and Edelman saw a lot of each other, minus the judo, when sitting down for that conversation. Ted, did that ever, as a highly successful professional athlete yourself, what was that feeling like the second you won it all? Was it, God, I want to win another one of these, or holy blank, this is the greatest moment of my life, let me just sit in this and savor it for a second?
Oh, no, you wanted more. Trust me, you get a taste of that. It is so intoxicating. And I've always said this about football. And basketball, it's probably similar, but they play a lot more games. But it's like 90% thankless, hardworking, nobody sees work with 10% reward. And you go, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the 10% is so intoxicating, right? It's, you only play once a week, and then you have 2 weeks, between the championship games and the Super Bowl. It's just, you don't get many chances to prove yourself. And so when you get a chance and you play well and your team does well, it is very intoxicating. But yes, especially in this town where it meant so much, I wanted more and more. That 0-1 team was, we were treated like gods. And so you wanted to go to another level. And we all realized, I think, that we had the quarterback and we had the coach. So our window to win was then, and we took advantage of it in 03, 04. In 02, we just we didn't know what it took to defend our title. But we learned from that, and you saw what we did in 03, 04.
I blame Tara Reid for 2002.
Yeah, Tara, damn it. But if you're gonna go down in a blaze of glory, and she was kind of our unofficial mascot. She was a lot of fun.
The specific part of that clip I wanted to ask you about was, how did that change after the first one versus after the second one? The approach, the mindset change at all for you guys? Yes. Or did it just grow? Like, now I need another one more.
You know what I think it did? It really set the bar high for mm-hmm. anyone coming in. And it was almost like we all expected this is who we were. We were just going to be a team. I mean, you look at the Chiefs and the guys that have been a core on those Chiefs teams. They see themselves differently than any other team because they're always there in the big game, always playing for championships. And so you carry yourself differently. And then people that come in, free agents, draft picks, come in and see this. It is a highly professional work environment. And it is all business, and because we know that we have a chance with the guys we have in that team to keep doing it, to repeat. You know, the 05 team made it far, but, you know, the Colts got them there. You know, the 06, I can't remember, and then we saw what 07. You know, so, look, what those three championships did was pretty much build a foundation for what expectations were going to be for the next two decades.
Man. You know, to me, guys, it seems like, Ted, people that say, like, oh, man, I'd get there and I'd want to get right back up on the mountain and do everything I can as an intense ultimate competitor to stay there versus, like, man, I'd sit back. It'd be jet skis and babes and champagne, and I would, you know, I'd make Brad Marchand look like an Amish person, like, with my celebration.
Right.
Like, you don't know what it would be like until you get there.
It's a fair point, Fitzy, and so, but don't forget, we didn't make it in 02. So the Celtics won their one, you know, last year. And then we saw what happened to him this year. There's a little bit of a natural decline that happens. And so not making it this year should give them all the intensity and ammo and psychological kind of,
incentive
to get back there right away if you can. It's going to be tough with JT out this year, but the minute JT gets back, that should be their focus.
And maybe add a splash of Dame Lillard also on an Achilles-based proven mission. We'll see. I know. Them rumors is still swirling. But I think losing in 0-2 is what relit the fire underneath you guys.
Yep.
And then you came back with great vengeance and furious anger. Then, of course, you retired. They didn't win another championship for another decade.
Took 10 years, yeah.
And I still say that Ben Watson knocked Champ Bailey out of the end zone there. But what do I know, right? Just a silly football fan who loves his team and loves talking about him. A bit too much. Uh-oh, you guys know what time it is. It's summertime, and at 4 o'clock in just a couple minutes when we come back, it's football o'clock. We talk Patriots and NFL and more at 4 here with Danny Ballgame, Ted Johnson, and Nick Fitzy-Stevens on WEEI Afternoons. Don't you go anywhere.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.